Coming up on today's show, we're doing a game of Would You Rather and talking about Disney's Magic Band Plus, and that's on Traveling with the Mouse.
Welcome, everyone. This is James. I'm actually hosting this week, and as always with me is, if it wasn't for him, we couldn't have one, Adam.
What's up, everybody?
And as always, my brother, John.
Where'd he go?
My siestas are getting shorter and shorter.
You were on a siesta, it sounds like.
And tonight with me is Emmeline.
Who's that?
Hello.
She's going to be chiming in from time to time.
We've heard lots about you on the trip reports, but this is the first time you've been a guest host on the show.
Right. A guest. And a guest host. Like,
she's been wanting to do it for a while, so she's excited.
Yeah.
This is a first. We've never had anybody come on the show for the first time and
host, do the intro. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe we should start doing a theme of that. Whenever
she's been wanting to do it since we went. Ever since I started doing it with you guys, so she's been wanting to do it.
And even before then, I think.
So what does everybody think about Disney Magic Band Plus? Well, you think it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a thing.
It has potential.
I'm going to say, is it a thing for just making money for Disney? Or do you think it's going to be cool to go talk to the golden statues?
I will say I'm surprised how cheap they are compared to... I mean, they're a little more expensive than the regular Magic Bands, but not much more.
This is true, because the one that actually, where the whole band actually lights up, is only around $50. I guess y'all get a little bit cheaper discount if you're a pass holder.
Most of them are, $34, right? $34, $35, whatever. I'll probably get one, because I like them, the way they look, but am I going to stare at my Magic Band while the fireworks are going off?
I'm not sold on the whole idea. I mean, I personally don't go there to look at. I want to look at my phone as little as possible. I know it's like it's impossible to not do it, but I don't want to look at my phone or anything else like that when I'm there. That's not what I'm there for.
Right. Sure. But it seems like Disney's turning into that, though. If you're not staring at your phone, you're missing out.
Certain things. From what I've been hearing, though, I don't know how well it worked for you. Said you watched some of the vloggers. A couple of the ones I saw I saw some tweets about it to start with. Like, the interaction with the statues was shoddy. Like, it was not very consistent right now. Of course, it could be just they just released it, right?
Just starting out.
Yeah.
As we're recording this, yes. There's some bugs. I think the big one was I saw was people kept saying Mickey didn't work. The Mickey statue. Minnie worked, but not Mickey. But
yeah.
I heard a lot of it was volume. A lot of people couldn't hear them because there's, like, music playing in the background.
And I think we've pretty much guaranteed that there's going to be more people in at least Galaxy's Edge that are going to be walking around head down and probably running into other people.
This bounty hunter thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Which looks okay. Is it basically Pokemon Go with...
bounty hunter? Bounties. Good question.
I haven't looked at it yet, but that seems like the most potential.
Emron, what do you think? Would you want to talk to the gold statues? Or listen to the gold statues talk?
I think
so. You like the idea.
If you could actually hear them.
Yes, but it's too expensive.
It's really not that bad.
This sounds like something kids would love because it does light up and it's interactive versus me. I'm like, okay, it's fine.
I guess I'm too old to get it.
Yes.
To understand it.
I mean, isn't there like games you can play? I mean, I hadn't watched the whole thing through, but isn't there like games you can play in Batu and all that?
Mm-hmm,
That's what we were just talking about. Yeah, the Bounty Hunter game.
Which, again, this has the potential to, you know, have other things at other parks as well, like this, if this is successful, so.
Right, this is kind of like the next version or next step of, like, what was it, Sorcerers of the Kingdom, and they still do the pirate one, don't they? I think the pirate one's still going on in Adventure Land. I don't think they did away with it.
But the one at Epcot, too, what was the...
The good version was Agent P's World Showcase Adventure or something like that. The one that featured Phineas and Ferb.
Right. Yeah, that's what it was most recently, but
I've actually been looking at like short videos from Dan Povenmire and Jeff Swampy Marsh on TikTok and stuff like that. They're pretty funny. That's the creators of Phineas and Ferb, for those that may not know.
So, John, Adam said he would. Do you think you would buy Magic Band Plus?
I don't see it happening right now. I mean, for me, that's just...
What other advantages does it have?
I think it does a different sound when you log in. Tap in. Yeah.
It vibrates where your other Magic Band does not.
I'm sure lightning lanes are, you know, different too, but...
I don't like the fact that you're going to have to charge it as often as you do.
Right. That's the big
I don't like the fact that you got to charge it, period, truthfully, but I guess there's no way around that.
I was going to say, and that was the funny thing, is the videos I was watching earlier is the little charging device that comes with it, and they actually went in and asked cast members, hey, do you have this charging device? And they go, oh, no, but it will be available soon, because it is literally not even 6 inches long. People are going to lose it. It's going to happen.
Right. That's definitely the downside right now.
That, and if you don't have that little piece, then you can't charge it.
Right.
So that's what the one thing I was like, hey, if we don't have this piece, it will be available soon.
Right, for those that lose theirs for a fee.
Right, for a small fee.
But yes, I probably will get one.
And I will have to wait and see more stuff about it before I would ever consider it, but...
And another interesting thing that I noticed was, I don't know if I mentioned this already, but one guy got the basic model, and one guy got a little bit more advanced model of the Magic Band, and his was completely low and would not update, where the other guy's was about 60% or so charged, and it would update. So you get it, you try to update it in the park, unless you have the charging, or you brought your iPod or whatever, and it wouldn't charge.
Yeah, see, I think that's going to be a problem just right out of the box. People, they're going to buy it. It's going to be only somewhat charged, which is like most things. But most things that you get that are this way, you have sent to your house, or you just bought them there and you charge them not long after. You don't do that in the park. So.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then I heard one guy make the comment like, well, mine probably sit in a warehouse longer than yours because yours is a newer model. So who knows?
That's possible.
But regardless, it won't update unless it's charged, and that's one thing. At least 60% charged. It has to be at least 60% charged to update.
Right, to update. Yeah. I'll probably get one.
I'll probably get one anyway.
Yeah, probably. They look shiny.
With Jenna, you never know. She'll study it enough, we'll probably end up getting one too.
They always suggest you buy it ahead of time, get it on Shop Disney, because it does take a while to set it up.
I mean, have you heard anything about it going dead fast?
I haven't heard how long. Have you heard? I mean,
I've heard some people say it doesn't last through the whole day.
Well,
specifically the Bounty Hunter game, I mean, it drains it.
It's still early on in the process, so I'm sure there's going to be some bugs and some kinks to work out and such of this. Yeah, you know, it's funny talking about this and it being technology. I actually just heard on another show just recently, people talking about how bad Disney's website is. Maybe this means they're going to start paying more attention to it. I don't know. But it's not a surprise. I mean, people are comparing it to other sites that they use, and it's literally one of the worst.
Okay.
Of all the sites that they use is what they're saying, right? It's literally one of the worst websites. It's definitely one of the worst for travel.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, there's a lot of issues.
Their app is usually one of the worst. Everything that they do technology-wise is usually one of the worst. For one of the most innovative companies that they're of our time, you would think they could get this figured out.
You know why, though?
Why?
They don't pay their developers enough.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Yeah, they don't pay very well. They don't pay competitive with other tech companies because they're...
Well, there you go.
I guess not a tech company, but they don't... Yeah, they're not competitive.
Who do they pay a lot of money to besides their CEOs?
Yeah, the senior leadership team out in Burbank.
I'm just beginning to wonder, because everybody seems to complain about their pay in comparison to other places.
Right.
Based on Twitter, I've seen a few jump ship to Universal, it seems like, here recently. Just saying, because they're paying better.
Well, there you have it.
All right, so y'all want to jump into Would You Rather?
Sure.
Do we have anything else to cover? Let me think.
John's always all about the news, so...
The news. There's usually more news stories than this, though, too, that I think we've There's just not a lot of interesting news concerning Disney that's not, are they or are they not going to be able to maintain Reedy Creek or whatever? Or
right, right. Okay, well, since we have a younger person on the show today, here's one. The new Jesse's Trading Post store for Toy Story Mania's exit is reopened. Yeah. Does this make you want to go shopping after Toy Story Mania and get some Toy Story merch?
That's the way you say it?
No.
She said no.
Wow. She's like, no, not really.
Do you need more Toy Story merch? Are you missing out on any?
I've never watched Toy Story.
What? Ever?
You're off the cast, go.
What?
Wait, what? I'm about to say, okay, what are your qualifications now for the show? You've got some homework to do.
She don't talk about Bruno.
But you've ridden Toy Story Mania, right?
Right.
Many times.
So you like that Slinky Dog.
And Alien Swirling Saucers.
She's rode it once.
Oh, you didn't like, okay.
To that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Which made you more nauseous, Alien Swirling Saucers or Guardians?
Guardians.
Yeah, I figured.
I never had that issue with Guardians. I mean, I've only ridden it the one time so far, but still, it didn't bother me.
We did it twice. I didn't.
I rode it four times.
Yes, you did.
Maybe that's why it bothered you.
I've done it six now, but I've done five of the six songs.
Huh.
I haven't gotten sick or anything, but maybe a little lightheaded once. But so far, so good. I did ride in the very back, and that's what they say is, like, back row is the most intense, which you, it did. You, James, you said you did back row.
Yeah. The second time we rode it.
We did back and front row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one did you like better?
The back.
Yeah. They say there's way more motion in the back.
Isn't the back going to be the front at some point? I mean, when you launch, I mean, it's going to be front when you launch, right?
Right.
I think her and Jenna had aisle four the first time, and I think me and you got aisle four the first time, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
What did we get? And then the last time we got the very back row. The
second. We got to go back.
Yes.
I got the front.
Got to go back.
Every time I hear everybody wants to rule the world now, that's the first thing I think of, and that is Guardians. That's what I associate the song with, though.
Yeah, which is a good thing, because I love that song.
So, there you go.
I actually watched a video where somebody got September, and it made Jenna totally jealous.
I've gotten September.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. The only one I haven't gotten is I ran so far away.
Emmeline's rode it more than any of us. You got...
No, he rode it six times.
Well, I'm sorry. Second most than any of us. Blondie. Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
We got Conga two times.
She got Conga two times. So she's had three songs out of four trips.
That's funny. I've gotten Conga twice as well. That's the only one I've repeated so far.
But she likes to ride. I mean, it's fun. She likes it a lot.
Yeah.
But it looks like she's on Team John, Team Jason. She likes Everest the best.
Yeah.
Well.
We're outnumbered.
She has good taste. That's what it is.
Adam, we're Team Guardians, Team Monorail. So.
Exactly.
Which side is she on between the monorail and the Skyliner?
Yeah, good question.
She's only rode the Skyliner twice, so she rode it once to Pop Century, or to Art Animation, and she rode it back to Caribbean Beach.
I like the monorail more.
There you go.
What are you eating?
That's what I was about to say. It's like you decided to talk with a full mouth, didn't you?
Maybe we should all do that. So you said monorail? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, she likes monorail best. She's...
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, nobody's perfect.
So you break even.
Yeah.
Well, this June was her fourth trip, so...
We actually are similar to the Parkeology guys then, you know, with the whole Wally Bogue versus Thurl Ravenscroft.
Right. Oh, you had to bring that up, did you?
Yeah, because that was her fourth trip. She's been twice this year, and she's been two other times, so that was her fourth trip. So she rode the monorail a lot more than the Skyliner.
Oh. So you're saying give the Skyliner more chance, and she'll jump ship?
She might.
Skyliner.
If she gets to ride it more often. To the WCW. Never mind.
It's a really old reference.
Yeah, we sometimes have these things from our childhood that come up every once in a while that we just have to blurt out.
And no one knows them but us, but...
Yeah, pretty much. Inside jokes.
I'd love to be a part of one someday.
I know that one. All day long.
Anyway, how many times are you going to use that?
A lot. 60% of the time, it works every time.
I was going to say, we kind of have already started the would you rather thing, haven't we?
Yeah, in a way.
In a way, we have. Like, would you rather Guardians or would you rather Everest? Would you rather Skyliner or would you rather Monorail?
Yes, we've done two.
Well,
so we have to do comparison rides, some that's close to each other. Oh, comparison.
Well, that's a this or that.
Yeah, we've done that before. Like, what we did, though, was we compared East Coast versus West Coast. But you don't have that experience.
Cannot do that.
Decide. I mean, I can start with what ride would you rather throw up on, Guardians or Everest?
Well, I don't throw up on either of them. So
let's change that from Everest. Guardians or Mission Space?
Oh, Mission Space Orange. Well, that's an easy one.
Emmeline has rode Mission Space Orange, which I warned them not to ride. And they're just like, oh, no, we can do it.
I want to do it again.
I hear you talking.
It used to be one of my favorites, but I think as I've gotten older, I don't care as much for doing that.
But this last pastime, I was like, hey, you want to go ride Green? And it was just, summertime, hot, Russell. We just didn't do it.
Yeah.
So we were going to. It was getting late in the day. I was like, let's go ride Green, but we didn't do it. But I think she would enjoy Green more. It's not near as nauseating, Emmeline.
It doesn't spin.
That's the only one I'm going to do anymore is Green, so it answers my question.
Kind of me. I took Maddie on Green this past time.
Yeah.
How old is she, John?
She's six.
Six.
Did you just call him Jenna?
She'll be...
What?
Okay, then if she can handle it at six, then why don't she be able to handle it at 10?
Yeah. I will point out, one of these two rides gives you vomit bags on the ride. The other one, you have to wait till after the ride, and they'll hand them out.
Oh, are you talking about between those two?
I would want it orange.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I want the vomit bags on Green.
I once did Mission Space Orange after eating orange chicken, ironically enough, and it stayed down.
I was going to say, what did that orange look like when you got it out?
It didn't bother me at all. Of course, I was probably 12 years younger.
That's why they called it the orange side.
Was there a Joffrey stand not too far out from Mission
Space? Yeah,
there
is. Something.
And I got an espresso. And I think that's the first espresso I've ever had in my life. So I took that right before we went on Mission Space Orange. Oh. And so when we got out of there, needless to say, shortly after that, we all went back to the room. Because most everybody got nauseated.
The part I remember about the first experience is them giving very specific instructions about not looking around, and you just totally didn't pay attention to that. And then so you're like, oh, look at all this.
No, I think I was looking at y'all going, oh, this is awesome. And then I was like, oh, when I got off the ride.
Yeah. If you don't focus straight ahead, you do risk being aware that you're actually spinning.
That's why I want Emmeline to ride Green. That way she'll have both experiences. Like I said, we were going to do it, but we just, time reasons, we did not.
I was going to say, also in Mission Space, don't close your eyes, because you would also become aware of the spinning. Just like, think of just that little merry-go-round thing in the playground, what happens when you close your eyes. Right, think of that times 100. Yeah. What would happen.
Right, that's a good point. Although on Guardians, I like to close my eyes sometimes. It's fun.
I've got a good one. I don't know. Emmeline can't really give a comparison on this one, but both of you can. Winnie the Pooh or Mr. Toad.
Oh, so you're going to go what used to be versus what it is now. We've done that before, too, and it's pretty much hands down Toad Manor.
Toad, yeah.
Did you? You can still experience it out in California if you ever get to go to Disneyland.
That is on our bucket list. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We should go together. We should, all go together.
But if I ever ride Winnie the Pooh, I can actually tell how much, you know, Toad stuff, open
track
and stuff like that.
Similar.
Exactly.
It's very similar.
Yeah, I want to say it's still the left track completely intact, except for its different scenery.
Right. So. No train runs over you. So for those of you who bought that, was it calendar for 2022, the poster calendar? Have you seen that? It's in the classic merch areas. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride traction poster is the July calendar, which by the time you hear this, it may be August, but but that is the month. So I'm staring at Mr. Toad right now as I okay. talk about this. So, yeah, I would totally pick Toad, of course.
You know, I just thought about this, but so the Pooh gift shop, basically, is pretty much...
What all do you buy there? Oh, go ahead.
No, but what I was going to say is where it's sitting would pretty much be like the right sides where hell was. So it's fitting, actually.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Sometimes Pooh's hell.
Anyway.
All right. Emmeline just brought up an interesting topic. This okay. is interesting.
Here's one.
The Mickey ice cream bar or the Mickey ice cream sandwich?
Oh.
Ooh. I gotta go.
I know which one my kids would pick.
Yes.
Because they're the only ones that eat it, really.
My kids would do the Mickey bar for sure.
Yeah.
But the ice cream sandwich is less messy.
I like the Mickey ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, she does.
I was just gonna say, do you know what my favorite of the frozen things that I come to is? It's what? The Olaf bar.
Oh, the Olaf one.
Yeah. The lemonade and whatever it is flavor.
Jason would have said the frozen Kirin in Japan.
Well, Kirin.
Kirin, the frozen beer in Japan.
Well, if we're going to go that route, I think the Grey Goose slushy needs a spot, right? Anyway, yeah, in France. Never had one of those? Nobody? Huh.
So here's an interesting one for, I think the adults would answer differently than the kids. Would you rather walk around World Showcase all day or ride a bunch of rides at Animal Kingdom? I don't know.
That's like the lamest would you rather ever.
What? It's a it's a toss up for the children.
Right.
And Milan, which one would you rather do?
Well, at Animal Kingdom, there's really only one or two rides I really like. And I like World Showcase a lot.
She likes nice. World Showcase because she loves to go in the shops in World Showcase. So it's a toss up for her because she likes Everest. She likes Flight of Passage, and she likes Dinosaur, but she also likes walking around all the worlds in Epcot, so.
It's close, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's a toss-up for her.
I love the fact that I can get a little piece of several different countries in one day if I want.
Okay.
So,
a piece of them?
Yeah. I mean, that's little like a piece. Taste of them.
Yeah, I would totally World Showcase.
And a piece of France.
Right, right. I would start and end at La Cava. That's exactly what I would do. See my guy, Barbus.
Of course you would. You always go left, don't you?
Yeah, Mexico calls. It calls to me. The gold, it calls
to me.
Do
you ever go right and go to Canada?
Yeah. You ever go get a moose head locker?
No, but they have a... What do they have? It's like a...
An ice
whiskey
an
and
ice
Coke
wine?
Or something over there? No. I think.
I was like, what do they drink in Canada?
I don't know. Whiskey and Coke, I guess. I don't know.
I think they do that everywhere.
Well, have you guys kept up with anything going on with Food and Wine?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Have you?
Would you rather Food and Wine or Festival of the Arts?
Festival of the Arts.
Emmeline liked Festival of the Arts because this is her first time this year seeing Festival of the Arts. So,
if between the two, I mean, you can get something similar at each, so I guess the art is not at Food and Wine, so if the art also has Food and Wine, I guess you can choose the art one, right? So you get all three.
I bought a piece of art from the Festival of the Arts. Was it last year? Maybe this year. I can't remember. Millennium Falcon.
How much had you had to drink at the time?
I mean, I'm sure there was something. I was in World Showcase.
He went left, John. He went to Mexico. I'm sure there was something.
Oh, so by the time he got to where the Millennium Falcon was.
You know, he had to go to La Cava.
That's my spot, man.
I guess the most I've ever visited would be in Food and Wine, because we usually went in September. Or in the area, yeah.
And that's back when it only lasted like 8 weeks.
Exactly, but so. Still, I mean... Yeah. And now I actually pay attention to it, and when we went in January, I sampled several booths.
Yeah, Flower and Garden is also good, but... I was tired of it. I think I had been three times this year to Flower and Garden.
Well, I was going to say, you just happened to be there several times during that same festival, right? So
yes.
I do like the flowers.
You haven't been during Food and Wine yet, have you?
No.
Not yet.
You haven't?
Never? please.
No, he sent this year. It's only been 2 weeks.
Oh. I was like, I thought you were saying like ever. I was like, wait a minute.
I mean, are you planning on going this year?
I will probably try to get back there before Food and Wine's over. Yeah. But we'll see.
I've been trying to talk Jenna and going in September, but she don't want to go.
Wow.
This September?
Just for like a 2 or 3 day.
Well, I wonder if during September they'll on Guardians they'll just play September. Every ride. It'll be September.
I was gonna say by the time that'd be said and done, you should have gotten an annual pass.
I know. No, we've actually talked about it in, you know, future, possibly getting one if they ever open them back up.
Right.
Because we all enjoy going.
Yeah, it would make sense.
And I told her, I said, you know, it's really not that long of a trip. It's really not that bad.
You mean the drive?
6.5, 7 hours. Yeah.
Well, it's not terrible. I mean, we've gotten used to it.
I drive every day. I mean, that's a majority of my job is driving. So it doesn't bother me. Period. Been doing it for 16 years. Doesn't bother me. That trip to Disney, I could probably do possibly in one stop, and that would probably just to get gas.
Well, you have done it that way, but not since you
have. When I used to go to the softball tournaments, we stopped once, and that was it. So when you have children, it's a little bit different.
Here's a would you rather that's, I don't know if it makes sense or not, but I thought of one. If you could go back in time to opening day of Walt Disney World or Disneyland, which would you pick?
Actually, I think World.
Really? You get to see, like, Walt if...
If you do opening.
And be on TV.
It has its pros and cons, but as far as, like, what, like, stuff to do, I mean, just to be honest.
Yeah.
Disneyland opening day was kind of...
a disaster.
Not very,
No. Well, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was, but...
I guess it was for people that had never seen any of that stuff before, but it's like if I have to go back to if I didn't know what I know now type thing.
Yeah. Would you want to do anything in Disneyland circa 1955? No.
I don't think so. I think I would have just waited for Disney World.
Toad was there.
Yes. Peter Pan, too, right? Yeah, that was Pan an opening was day.
But, you know, there was no Matterhorn. There was no Space Mountain. There was no railroad.
Thunder,
was there?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there was a railroad.
Yeah.
There was no Thunder Mountain.
Was there a People Mover?
No.
Nope.
Not opening
nope,
day.
That was not until 67, right?
Yeah. Me too.
It would have been interesting to be, Disney World on its opening day. Would have been.
It would have been cool.
Especially that's kind of our home.
Exactly. That's probably why I lean more towards that, because it's our home.
Go home.
So, totally. Anybody else got one?
A would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I got one. Emmeline stayed at, let's see. Emmeline has stayed at Caribbean Beach, Polynesian.
Okay, that's not a fair comparison.
And, wait a minute. And Contemporary.
Yeah.
Still.
Where would you rather stay?
Which one? Out of, like, ones I haven't been to?
No.
Or out of the three I have been
to?
Yes.
Which did you like best?
Which one did you like best?
And I went to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Did you say that?
We didn't stay there, dear. We stayed at Wilderness Lodge.
Same thing.
You visited there.
I liked Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, she liked Copper Creek the best.
Even though everybody was miserable at the time you stayed there.
Right, I was thinking, weren't you all sick?
She liked Contemporary as a first trip. Contemporary was her first trip. We stayed for a week in the same rooms.
That could speak to present day Polly versus, you know, past Polly.
We had a bay view. So we had the whole nine yards, her first trip. She did bippity-boppity-boop. She did everything her first trip.
Well, yeah.
So her first trip was probably, you know, we did California Grill. We did bippity-boppity-boutique. We did everything you could think of. Yeah. We did part, what's the character breakfast at Grand Floridian?
1900 Park Fair.
We did that one. We did Chef Mickey's. She got the 100% full. The first time she ever went, she got the full Monty. Right. So, yeah.
I do love Contemporary, though. I can't wait to go back there.
Oh, I mean, oh, I love the room. It was perfect. It was very spacious and was perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. You know, but that's not something you can do all the time.
Right. I was just sitting here thinking this, though, whenever you talked and we mentioned about how, you know, she didn't put Polly above any of the others. And I think Polynesian is one of those resorts where, this is in my opinion, I think they're kind of fixing it until it's broke. Is kind of like what they're working towards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sounds about right.
Like they're slowly but surely fixing it until it's broke. That's a pretty good way to describe what they're doing with it.
Would you rather spend a long weekend at a Polynesian bungalow or a month with Genie Plus and Lightning Lane spot for any day you want at All Stars?
That is very weird. What was the, how long was the bungalow?
Like a 4-day weekend kind of thing.
The way I feel right now, I think I'd take the bungalow. I really would. I'd just hang out there.
Or a month at the All-Stars.
Yeah, I think a month would be too long. I'd definitely take the bungalow.
And you got Lightning Lanes and Genie Plus.
I don't care because I would get sick of that a lot quicker. That's true. Over that long of a period of time.
I was trying to see if I could make
it. I know you were trying to sweeten it, but I mean, when I think about it, I was like, that would be like too much of a good thing in the, on the other way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would pick the bungalow all day. If it's just for one night, I would take that over the other.
All day long, I'd take it.
Take what?
The bungalow. One?
I would do the All-Stars.
She would do All-Stars with Genie Plus.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I would take bungalows because they look awesome.
Yeah, I would totally do.
The room we had that time at Polynesian, I could look right out there and it was perfect. Loved it. Just imagine if I was 300 yards closer, how awesome it would be.
Right. Seeing the electric water pageant. Or, yes. Sorry, the water show.
Adam, come on, man.
I think I would cry if I ever saw it that close.
That close? Yeah. You know, actually, the night we were leaving Magic Kingdom in June, mm-hmm. it was, I mean, literally as the boat was backing out, we were probably 100 yards from it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was cool. Cause,
you talking about the water show?
Yes. Yeah, John, there you go. Water show, there you go.
That's what we commonly refer to it as, but yes. The official name. Yes.
The official name is, who gives a, it's water show.
Do either of you remember the name they gave it for a short time period there? Like King Triton's? Something.
Electrical Water Parade.
Okay, those people don't work at Disney anymore, so it doesn't matter. They got fired for naming it that.
Well, speaking of like names that like nobody ever uses.
All right. Let me ask this one would-you-rather question to Emmeline. Emmeline, yeah. Disneyland Paris changed their rock and roller coaster to, what is it? Is it Iron Man? Or what's it called?
Well, it's the Avengers, but it's called...
Would you rather it be rock and roller coaster? I haven't got the name down yet. Or Avengers. It's the same ride now. Take that in mind. But it's just different. The way it looks.
Well, it's hard because like I've been on the Aerosmith one so many times.
Okay, just say... Wrong answer. You love rocking out.
but after I rode the Avengers one, I would probably want the rock and roller coaster back.
See there? My girl.
She just said that because that's what she knew.
No, she would. I promise you she would dig Aerosmith more.
I was going to say
I promise you she would. Which one do y'all think y'all would rather have? Tell the truth.
Rock and roller coaster.
Thank Guardians. You.
Guardians. You'd rather have Avengers or Iron Man?
He said Guardians.
I was kidding.
Oh.
Yeah, or so, I mean, of course, Rock and Roller Coaster's classic at this point.
Well, but, I think it's funny. They call it Avengers, but they really only featured two characters. I mean,
honestly, if you go look at a lot of vlogs, they'll say Disneyland Paris changes their roller coaster to an Iron Man theme.
This didn't even put Captain Marvel in that.
We've talked about this before, but do we, since James is on this one, do you think Rock and Roller Coaster's days are numbered as far as being Aerosmith? Are they going to, I mean, this is ripe for a Chapek, like, re-theme to something.
It's possible.
Okay, remind me, because I'm not up to date. When did it come in? 97, 98?
99.
Okay.
July of 99.
All right. I don't want it to, but I wouldn't put it past them to eventually retheme it.
Well, it's been 23 years the same thing.
Okay, that's fine, but, I mean, how long was Toad there before they rethemed it?
When was it rethemed?
98 or something? When did
it? And it was there when it started?
27 years.
So there you go. You don't never know. I mean, if Disney... I mean, but the thing is, Rock and Roller Coaster is still popular. I don't know what it was like in Disneyland Paris. Or do they just change it because they say, oh, we're just going to change it? You see what I'm saying? I don't know.
I think the area it's in, they rethemed it to Avengers Campus.
Well, anyway, there's so that, but then there's also Walt Disney Studios Paris itself, the park itself, had not had trouble drawing. So yeah,
it was like the lowest attended park in the world for Disney.
Okay, question. What do you think it would turn into?
I don't know. I don't. It would be something IP related, unfortunately, right. But.
What if they change it from Rock and Roller Coaster? What do you think they could retheme it into? I mean, can you think of anything like Disney related? I mean, as far, I mean, it's hard, isn't it? Because, I mean, that's all she's known. That's all I've known. That's all y'all have known. So, I mean, you're sitting there going, okay, well, what can you retheme it to? Because weren't they originally going to get the Rolling Stones to do it?
Yeah, I was going to say, just you should, you I don't too, know if you listened.
I mean, how crappy would that have been? Yeah. Compared to Aerosmith.
We actually did a whole show
on
Rock and Roller Coaster. Right. So you probably didn't hear that one, I'm guessing. It was not that long ago.
I'm new to the podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, it was out when you were listening, so you must have missed that one.
But I'm just saying, I mean, in my mind, and I'm guessing I'm stumped in line, I mean, but we can't think of anything that we want to retheme it to. Can you, Adam?
I would think whatever Marvel property they have the rights to do in Florida, that would be it if they have one.
Okay, so what about retheming Tower of Terror?
No, yeah, they better not. That's one they better not touch.
Florida is the Tower of Terror. They better not put it as Guardians of the Galaxy.
I enjoyed the Tower of Terror out in California, personally. I mean, it was different. But the part that I liked out there was the effect whenever you got zapped by the lightning in the elevator. That was cool. I wish they could find some way to incorporate that in the good tower point. Here. Yeah.
Just from the stuff I've been seeing, people in Florida don't like change. They don't like anything being changed. They don't want a Tower of Terror sign being knocked down, much less being rethemed. So,
well,
I mean,
it's not just the people in Florida. They've been, every time something changed out west all this time, there were people complained about it or didn't want it to change. So it still did.
You know, I actually heard a couple of the guys that I follow on blogs that actually like the one in California better than the one in Florida. And they live in Florida. Yeah. But it may be because they live in Florida and they ride that one more. I mean, who knows?
There were tons of Save Toad groups back when Toad was going away. There were tons of Save Horizons.
I saw a petition about put back a new Tower of Terror sign. So, I mean.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Yikes.
Somebody started one. Sign the petition.
Somebody should sell a t-shirt with that on it.
They're to sell it on the Tower of Terror when you get off of it.
Right.
I mean, they'll put something back there, but who knows what it's going to be.
Maybe they're making way for the Skyliner expansion to Animal Kingdom.
There you go. They're going to put a thing up that says, just wait. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, if they were smart, they would have kept that as like a something you go through or something. That would be funny.
The odds that they're going to do changing much anything in the near future is not very good, actually.
You're trying to say everything they've changed is not good?
No, I'm just saying their odds that they're going to be changing much in the near future due to a couple of reasons.
Oh, money. I know what it's going to be. Check this out.
And they need to finish what they got.
To drive by the sign, you're going to have to pay a certain amount of money.
To drive by what sign?
Whatever they put in place of the Tower of Terror sign.
Oh, my goodness.
Because everything they put in place costs money. Am I lying?
So what are they going to do, put a giant Bob with his hand out?
Genie Plus. Disney Magic Band Plus. Name me one thing they've put in place lately that hasn't cost you more money.
Skyliner?
That hasn't been lately.
I guess it technically costs you more money through the resorts that it's on.
Trust me, they averaged it out and it's like, okay, charge more here. You paid for it one way or the other.
Caribbean definitely went way up after Skyliner.
Way up.
I'm just saying. Drive by our new sign. It's going to cost you $5 just to drive by it. It's going like a toll.
It scans your tag and automatically deducts.
Yes, because I got one and I forgot about it. I got to pay it.
If we ain't got no tolls, we ain't got no rolls.
I'm not one of the SunPass members. I got to pay it. I forgot about it.
Go.
We bought a SunPass thing just to, it's just so much easier.
I know, I should have. I know. I got to find that thing because I owe like $8.
I got a Peach Pass.
You got a Peach Pass? Does it work in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Works just fine.
So we won the we got the SunPass thing because all it does is automatically like refills to the credit card we got tied to it whenever it needs money. So it's definitely easier.
Yep. This auto deducts. Of course, you fly right through all of them now, but they just mail you a like I think James is talking about.
Yeah, they used to give you a ticket. A now they just give you a bill.
Here you go, sir.
At least you don't have to pay the fine. All right.
Would you rather eat at California Grill for free? Or
why are you coming up with these weird scenarios?
Or you could eat. Well, that's how you play Would You Rather.
That's right. I dig it.
Or keep going at them. You could eat whatever you want for the rest of your life at the lunching pad.
Ooh.
What's the lunching pad?
You've eaten free there before. You had a hot dog there one time.
Or one comp well, meal. What was your California Grill?
I was saying, Emily, I said, what's the lunching pad? I was like, you had a hot dog there the first trip you ever went.
Both?
It's right, it's right up under Asher Orbiter.
I think I would still take the one free California Grill.
I would too. All day long, because their sushi is the best I've ever put in my mouth.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Does that include one free old fashioned?
That'll work too.
Yeah, anything you order.
Okay.
Totally.
I'm telling you, California Grill. I mean, I told Jenna, I was like, I mean, and we actually see some of those reservations popped up this last time. I was like, but I'm not paying that $100 a person. They need to get that out of there. I would go if they didn't have that fixed menu right now, because I love California
they
Grill.
They think pre-fee is the greatest thing
yes.
since sliced bread. I don't know why. I hate pre-fee, I do too. Prefix.
Just
prefix,
gives them more money.
Me. Yes, I hate prefix. They make more money off of kids that way.
They do.
Essentially.
And with California Grill, they don't need to do it. And I hope come October they take it off. I hope they do, because I would love to go back to California Grill, but I'm not spending $100 a person.
Yeah.
And right now, Disney looks great when you see about all the things that are going up because of inflation, because they're already like well ahead of inflation. They don't have to inflate anything.
I know, but I really hope they take that off. But if people kept going to California Grill for that, they're not going to take it off.
Well, they knew it would be, I mean, it's always popular, but they knew the 50th, everybody would be like.
Yeah, sure. Look, yeah. No, I understand that. But after that, they just need to take it off and just go back to where they were, and I will go back.
I will be there October 2nd if they exactly. take it off.
People love and want the dining plan back.
Yeah.
Okay. However, all you're doing is paying before you get there. That is it.
Well, I mean, we paid.
It is not a discount anymore.
We bought it, and
the
only thing that really killed us was the snacks. We used the crap out of the rest of the credits.
But if you had anything left on the table, you overpaid. And I mean anything left
on the table. I mean, we only took back like 30 bottles of water and a few things. That, I mean, you know what I mean? And we got them all down at Contempo Cafe. So before we left that trip.
Right. Yep.
If you leave any credits on the table, you overpaid.
Tried to take 30 bottles of water home, John.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I drank them. I didn't throw them away.
Any credits left on the table. So you had any credits whatsoever, you still overpaid. Even if you had one, you still overpaid.
Well, I enjoyed it because we ate at some places that I've never eaten at. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Could have potentially done for just paying cash and probably it come out better.
Anyway, I want the prefix gone from California Grill because I want to go back.
Agreed.
You know what I want back that I discussed this actually earlier today when I was like, I saw a post about what's your best and worst meal you've ever had at Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Lynn this question and I said, like, of all the good ones we've had, which one did she like the best? And her answer is one that's currently not being used. The Garden Grill breakfast. I was like, really? I was like, it was definitely on my list of my top experiences was the breakfast at Garden Grill.
Yeah, it's good.
And I wish it would come back. But I don't know if I would have said that's my favorite overall experience that I've had at Disney World. It's really tough for me because I've had a lot of good ones. My worst one is, without a doubt, that breakfast we had at Rick's. That was the worst meal ever.
Yeah, it doesn't get high marks, Cafe Rick's.
Well, it was pretty good for the dinner we had that we picked up and took to the room when we were here this last time. But the breakfast there, that was just... They should not have breakfast there. I'll put it that way. They shouldn't. Anyway, what would you say? I mean, I mean, I know this is not really a best or worst, but since I brought it up, can you think of one that you would consider your worst meal you've ever had there?
Worst.
Be a tough one.
It is tough.
I've had a few clunkers.
I'm surprised that you didn't just say Tony's.
I was going to say, as far as sit-down, Tony's is the worst I've had as a sit-down restaurant, yes.
Tony's was not that bad.
Oh, it was so bad. I mean, for an Italian...
James doesn't think so.
For an Italian restaurant, you can get better food at Olive Garden and pay way less. Most of the...
I don't think it's as bad. I'm kind of like with James on this one. I don't think it was as bad as y'all guys.
I wish Jason was here because we ordered the ravioli or something.
That's one that you two are on the same.
Yeah, but okay, wait a minute. Have you tried the new menu?
I mean, we went like last year.
Did you try the new one?
I don't know when they did the new menu. I'm not going back because it was horrible. It was god awful.
On the best side of the coin, I know what Jason would probably answer if he were here, and that would probably be Mansoor Paul, unless he's changed his mind.
It was pretty close. Yeah, he said it was, yeah.
Adam, what did the kids eat at Tony's? Did they eat pizza?
Well, it was just me and Jason.
Oh, okay, just you and Jason.
Yeah, that's the day we did the people mover for 7 hours.
And you congratulated yourself with Tony's.
Yeah.
My worst that I can think of, it was ABC Commissary before they changed the menu. Terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Hated it. No, I got the ribs, the worst ribs I've ever put in my mouth. Hated them. Didn't even eat them. Hated it. Period.
Interesting.
Did not. I told Jenna, I wish I'd have never ordered this. This is exactly what I told her.
I don't know what my worst quick service would have been.
I'm trying to think through that.
As far as sit-down restaurants, nice dining, I'd have to really think about what my worst was.
You know, I hate to say this because I otherwise like this quick service place, but my worst experience because of the length of time that I waited for my food was actually at Captain Cook's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How dare you?
I mean, like I said, the quality of food I can't say anything about, but my worst experience came there, but it was due to the service.
I don't think I've ever had bad service there, but...
Yeah, so...
I've had some bad ones at Cosmic Rays, but...
Once upon a time, I might say Pizzafari. Maybe Restaurantosaurus when they changed the menu.
Oof, yeah. I didn't have a good one at the Art of Animation Food Court one time, but... You have other options, so...
What's the one that... I'm drawing a blank. What's the one over that's themed after Pinocchio at Magic Kingdom?
Pinocchio Village House.
Yes. That was actually pretty good.
I would say, I don't have a problem with that one.
That one's good, yeah.
I was just going to try to throw a little light on the subject. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Because we just got it in a whim. It was like, oh, okay, let's get something here because we're close to it.
And they make it, what, kind of pasta?
Flatbreads.
I think Russell got a pizza.
Good stuff.
I mean, but it was not bad.
Yeah, they had good options.
I was going to say, this turned into a food thing. All right, we got to come up with one, at least one more would you rather. We're going to come up with a big one, right?
One more would you rather. All right, who's coming up with it?
Oh, I got one, but go ahead. I mean, go ahead.
Mine wasn't a would you rather, though. I was just thinking we need to do the whole thing where we re-rank things again since I think it's changed since the last time
we did
it.
Is Disney World, Disneyland, is it all combined, or is it something M-Line can chime in on?
You talking about ranking?
Yeah.
What order would you rank the parks?
Oh, I see. Right now? Yeah, we should refresh it.
Because that's changed over the time.
Oh, I definitely could chime in on that one.
Like best to worst?
Yes,
worst
which best. Parks? Which park do you like the best?
Okay, well, that's an easy one to do right now. Like, if you were going to rank them, like, of the four parks in Florida, like, what's your number four? Like, what's your worst? What's your least favorite at the moment?
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, that's probably most everybody's number four.
I like Everest and
Avatar. Yeah, I know.
How about yours?
I would say Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom's my number four, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to surprise you because it's not mine. My hated park right now is mostly because of it's overcrowded. It's not themed properly. It's a bad experience.
Oh.
It really is. Hollywood it's a bad Studios? Experience because it's a mess. Hollywood Studios is a mess.
Yeah.
It is a theming mess. And it has too many people in the small space because everything's an e-ticket. Yeah. That was the dumbest idea ever to put that many e-ticket rides
in the smallest park.
Especially in the smallest park. That was the stupidest idea ever.
We're genius.
Okay, we know John has very strong feelings. His number four is Hollywood Studios. Ours is Animal Kingdom. Number three.
Well, you want me to go? Because mine's probably Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom?
That's where Animal Kingdom fits for me, is number three.
Magic Kingdom's mine.
Whoa. Yeah. This is like personal, not with children or...
Personal. It doesn't, yeah, Magic Kingdom.
I would probably say Magic Kingdom for my third also, just because... You know, when I was a kid, I'd say Magic Kingdom was probably number one. But as an adult, Magic Kingdom is definitely number three. Emmeline?
Everything's so old.
I like Guardians, but I'd have to say Epcot.
Oh.
And I like looking at World
Showcase. She'll love Epcot more as she gets older.
Yeah, that's I would that's expect.
Think Mexico. Ugh. I'm just kidding. She will. Right. She will. Because, I mean, we probably thought the same way when we were her age, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Makes sense.
I was going to say, we loved the Epcot that we grew up with.
I was going to say, you probably wouldn't have loved Epcot as much as...
30 years ago?
Yeah. When we were kids, there was hardly any thrill rides at Epcot.
There weren't any.
There was none.
There was hardly any thrill rides at Disney World.
There was one... The first one was like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Test Track?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that existed.
She forgot about Test Track. Soarin'?
Soarin' is not
She doesn't consider Soarin' fun, so...
Well,
I said a thrill ride.
So Emmeline's is Epcot, mine's Magic Kingdom, Adam's Magic Kingdom, John, yours was Animal Kingdom. Number two.
Magic Kingdom.
Emmeline's is Magic Kingdom. Mine would be... I'm going to go with Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
You betrayed me.
Betrayed? That's mine.
Betrayed
as well.
You by putting it number two?
Okay, John.
Well, Magic Kingdom is number two for me.
Adam, yours was what?
Hollywood Studios, yeah.
Number two. See, and James made the comment about Magic Kingdom and you, Adam, about it not having much stuff, but the reason why I chose Magic Kingdom as number two, and yes, it hasn't had a whole lot of change, but it's the one where I have the most fun with my family or with my kids. So that's why it gets ranked higher.
We're doing it that way. We're doing it individually.
No, that's my reasons for doing it.
Well, if that's the case, then Magic Kingdom's number one because...
No, not for I said me. That's my reasons. Yeah.
Even with thinking about my kids, no, Magic Kingdom is number three right now.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said it changes. But anyway.
Well, right now, you know, I have a almost two-year-old, so he's going to love Magic Kingdom years to come.
That's true. You got that. But
I got Emmeline that's 10 who thinks Magic Kingdom is lame for the most part. For the most part. And
it'll move back up in my list when Tron opens.
It's like three rides, four rides she'll ride at Magic Kingdom. Splash.
I'll ride Tron.
Oh, never mind. She'll be five soon, hopefully.
It's pretty obvious what's left is three Epcots and the Hollywood Studios, right?
That's right.
Epcot.
Epcot, man. I like Epcot. I mean...
Love it.
I thought Epcot was the lamest park ever, but now as an adult, I love Epcot.
Hollywood Studios.
So, Emmeline, what is it that makes Hollywood Studios your favorite at the moment?
It's always been my favorite.
It has been.
They have Rock and Roller Coaster, and Tower of Terror, and Slinky Dog, and Toy Story Mania. Yeah,
she likes it. That's always been her favorite ever since she's went. Ever since she's been able or, you know, tall enough to ride everything.
I can see that. That makes perfect sense.
I think my kids like Hollywood Studios the best, too, I would say, because Mickey and Minnie's, you've got Toy Story Land, Star Wars stuff. They love it, all of it.
She didn't walk off of Rise of Resistance going, best ride ever.
Love waiting an hour in each of those lines to maybe not ride it because it went down.
I never waited that long.
In Toy Story Mania, we waited like 30 or 45 minutes.
And then we had to get out of line.
You're right, Adam. You haven't waited that long because the times that you have been there when it was non-fast pass or anything like that, you just didn't ride them. You went to, you did things like rope drop baseline. Right.
Exactly. If I didn't buy Genie Plus, I'm just going to
You probably have ridden fewer rides at Hollywood Studios the last few times you visited it than any of us.
Hey, this last time we did like every ride except Alien Swirling Saucers. And we didn't wait.
Y'all did Muppet Vision 3D.
We did, yeah.
The most reliable attraction in all of Hollywood Studios.
Another ride they don't turn the air conditioning up in.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I should have paid more attention, but there were some that were obviously hotter. And then there were some that were fine. Like
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you think it was the ones that was more popular or the ones that wasn't? Because Country Bear Jamboree was hot as rip when we went. And nobody, I noticed it.
Right, because nobody. Yeah, it's definitely.
Because I was like, oh, let's go to Country Bear. Oh, let's don't.
Well, you know, because bears have hot breath and they're all singing. So. Sure.
And they have to do that thing every 15 minutes.
Or is it Chapek?
Yeah.
You know, I just got to thinking, my favorite attraction in each of these parks has changed very little, with the exception of Magic Kingdom. It's changed a lot.
Let me just tell you, at Magic Kingdom, of course, I'm going with that's close to my least favorite. Let me tell you one I always want to do as an adult. As pirates. Got to. Love it.
That's like your one go-to.
Not Big Thunder. Not, I want to do pirates.
I like pirates. That's hilarious.
Pirates is good.
I like that one big
Pirates
drop.
Is my go-to.
See, that's another one, James, though, but if you've ever done the one at Disneyland, you're not going to feel the same way about the one in Florida. You'll enjoy it, but you're not going to feel the same.
It makes that one seem quite superfluous, really.
Yes. Same way about seeing the castles, though. Just the opposite effect. You're like, there's the castle.
Emmeline wants to do everybody's favorite ride at each park, please, in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do Magic Kingdom? What's your favorite ride?
My favorite ride at Magic Kingdom is Space Mountain.
Okay.
I like how fast it goes.
She likes Space Mountain. Mine is Pirates. I've already told that, so. Adam?
Splash Mountain right now. Yeah.
Even though it's going to go away?
Yeah. It's just a fun ride. And I'm really looking forward to the re-theme. I think it's going to make it even better, honestly.
See, this is the one park where I've changed it like plenty of times. Like way back in the day, I would have said Space Mountain. And then I would have said Splash Mountain. Then I would have said Pirates. And I would have said Big Thunder. And when I choose what I choose now, it has been for a little bit here now, I consider Haunted Mansion my favorite because it's...
Yeah.
The best iteration of the two mansions, and it's probably the best dark ride in Magic Kingdom. So,
all right, Epcot, Emmeline.
This is easy.
Guardians.
Yep. Me, Guardians.
The best ride at Walt Disney World right now, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
John?
It's Guardians now, currently, for Epcot. I really had trouble just choosing my favorite up until then.
Let's go ahead and go Animal Kingdom next, and then we'll do Hollywood Studios. So Animal Kingdom.
Everest.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Mine's been ever since it's been there. Flight it's of not changed.
That's like my favorite.
Adam, I'll have to stop on. I'm going to have to go with Everest on that one. Everest over Flight of Passage.
I would even pick Safari over Everest. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Would you pick Dinosaur?
No.
Ever I like there. Dinosaur.
Emily likes Dinosaur. Mm. Okay. So, Hollywood Studios, I guarantee you we're going to have a mixture on this one. Emmeline.
Yeah.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Me? Rock and Roller Coaster.
I knew that. I think I know John's pick. Mine is Slinky Dog.
So, what is mine, Adam?
Tower. Of course it is.
Tower of Terror has not changed since it's been in existence at Hollywood Studios. That's been my favorite one.
Oh.
You know, it's funny when you were talking about the coasters, I got to thinking which ones would be like on the bottom of my list. And I would have to think the ones that have actually done me bodily harm would probably be, well, one that's now gone, Primeval Whirl. And then my only experience on the Matterhorn was not, it can hurt you. It's depending on where you're sitting.
In Disneyland.
One of these days, I'm going to take the old kiddo here to Disneyland so we can do a comparison with y'all.
If you are a big, relatively good-sized person and you sit in the back row of the Matterhorn, you're going to need a chiropractor. When it's all
good thing that.
Adam, did you feel that way when you rode it?
Yeah, it was rough.
It's old.
And Bob Gurr explains, it's not a heartline turn. Like, he did it. Anyway, he explains it in his technical jargon, but it's a different type of turns.
Yeah. It's a fun ride, but it will beat you up.
Well, I mean, me and Jenna's talked about it, and when Russell gets older, that's a bucket list. We don't want to do it now, of course, but when he gets older, that's definitely a bucket list, is to go do DCA and Disneyland.
We've actually discussed potentially doing it and making a road trip out of it. like cross other states and see some things on the other states along the way.
You could Route 66 out there.
Yeah.
Most of the way.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I think our time's up. Where can you find us?
On our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. And our email address is podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And if you want to plan your own trip, you can use our travel agent friend, Jill Dilbeck. And her email address is jilldilbeck@gmail.com.
We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store in which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And there is also a YouTube channel, which has a couple of new videos on it. You can find that also on the website that Adam mentioned. And hopefully there'll be more content soon.
For James and
Emmeline,
Adam and John, this has been Traveling with the Mouse. We will see you on your next trip. See ya.
Pretty close.
I was close. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
I forget it every time. Don't worry. I'm like, I'll see you on our next trip. You'll see us on our next trip. Like, I don't remember what it is.
Or you can say, the vlog is over.
Yeah, the podcast is over.